Tom Tiffany said Republicans got their butts kicked Tuesday night. How, in your view, did that happen?
Well, he's right about that. If you're going to win statewide, you need three things. You need money, organization, and message. Mom, we had no money. We didn't look like we had any organization. And I'm not sure what the message was. So I think we failed on all three of those points. And ultimately, it wasn't the worst Supreme Court election in state history, but it was pretty close. And, you know, when Maria Lazar is losing her home county of Waukesha by 43,600, she got 43,600 fewer votes than Brad Schimmel did in her own county, that's a rough night.
Scott, was it about the money advantage for Chris Taylor?
This is a combination of a couple things. First and foremost, that the Republican brand is broken. The Donald Trump Republican Party has taken us to war, it's taken us into the poorhouse, and it keeps doubling down. And I would point out that, you know, in the same interview where Tom Tiffany said they got their butts kicked, he also endorsed, you know, Trump's, you know, announced intention to commit war crimes, and every economic policy that he has pushed forward, including trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Considering this race was about fairness, freedom, and rights, there's no wonder that the Republicans lost.